family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Thursday's episode of Be Encouraged. I am your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. Today, we're going to talk about your table. This was a discussion that I've been wanting to speak to the listeners for a while now, and I believe it's only befitting as we are in January, as we are in the first month of 2024, for us to really understand the thought and conceptualize the holistic truth of living, breathing, sitting, and most importantly, serving at our own table. When we give examples of the power of a table, if you've ever been a server, if you've ever worked in the hospitality industry, even me as a host or a busser, you understand that your tables, everyone is assigned a table or multiple tables. And within those tables, you have responsibilities. And the whole objective of being responsible for these tables is for you to receive compensation. If you do a really good job at serving these tables, if you do a really profound job in hospitality and being diligent with the guest at the table, you're remunerated with gratuity. And I want us to speak about the dimensions of the table. Metaphorically speaking, we've all been given the opportunity to build our table and tables. This is something that not everyone does. Some people find it more comfortable sitting at other people's tables and serving at other people's table. We are taught through other people's tables of truths and philosophies the importance of etiquette when the visitation of someone else's table is among us. I want us to understand the importance of why we should know the value of creating our own tables. At times, we are convicted to say and to do things in life that require us to have our own table to do it at. There are some times in life where we're a little bit too coerced in conditioning ourselves and thinking that people are against us, when we truly have to submit to the theory and actuality that everyone is simply for their own agenda. It's not that people are so overtly against you that they don't want to see you do good. It's just that people are too focused on occupying their own tables. And there are some things in this life that we have to assign and commit to that is done solely at our table. And before we go further, I want us to speak about, because we will have a part two about this tomorrow. I want us to understand the importance of creating your own table. It doesn't have to be always a big table. It doesn't have to always expand into other tables. But there are things that we must be accepting and receiving and opening ourselves to that can only come through our form of organization, which is held at the table, our own leadership, our own accountability, our own responsibility, and our wisdom and understanding that is associated with that. You're shown how much you're trusted when others see your presentation at your table. Then that's when you are invited to other tables and other platforms and to other opportunities to help others critique, equip themselves, or help even build people's table. This takes, again, an intention, and it starts at your own. At times we get so caught up on thinking that we can learn how to build tables from other people's tables. No. We can learn how to operate our table. And excuse me for using the word table for so much for this podcast, but I really want you to understand this metaphor too, so follow along. We cannot be able to get to, we cannot understand the full totality and the full responsibility of a table until we create it. And tomorrow we'll talk more about what that means. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.